Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. This is the Raw before SummerSlam and stuff, and just a lot of stuff to talk about today. On Blog Talk Radio a little bit sooner, but I was trying to fix my laptop. I was back because I was working the Democratic National Convention, but I'm not going to talk my takes about that because it may make some people mad or may make some people happy, wherever the case may be. But let's see, we're going to talk about the week in wrestling, wrestling news, wrestling topics, male and female wrestler of the week. One of the topics I'm probably going to talk about, because I did put a vote on our WFS or Wrestling Fan Speak Out Facebook page, and just wanted to see what y'all voted on when it came to Vince needs to step down. Just hold on a second. There we go. Just have to turn that down a little bit. Oh crap, go back. Just screwing up on here, so just bear with me. And yes, for people that can see me on Twitch, yes, I'm in a different location. I'm not going to say where. You can guess all you want, but yes, I'm in a different location. But come on, go to home. Let's see if I can find it. Where is it? Where is it? This is weird that the poll is not on here, but if I can remember what the poll was, it mentioned that majority of you voted that Vince McMahon should step down. I don't know where that poll went, and there's a lot of polls that's gone. Cool Wrestlers of the Week, that was on here, and now that's gone. Okay, now that's just weird. I don't even see it on here. But, anyways, I'm going to announce our wrestlers of the week. I remember one of them, and although I'm sorry I don't remember the other one because I don't know the vote was completed or anything like that. It's not on the group for some odd reason. I just cannot find it. But before we get to that, like I said, majority of y'all think that Vince McMahon should step down for like. And also, there was another poll about because this past Friday, SmackDown was rated TV-14, but tonight's Raw was TV-PG, which I don't know if they talked to Fox about what. I don't know if Fox said that they need to do something, but we will get to that later. But the TV-14 thing, like, in my opinion, it had some good moments on SmackDown this past Friday, but it just overall, like, only 4 matches. It really sucks. I'm just don't understand, like, what were they thinking? It's just crazy. Like, probably the only good thing was the Retribution attacking and the triple brand battle royal. It was the only thing that was good. It was like, overall, it was like 4 matches, and it doesn't make any sense why they only had like 4 matches. And but like I said, it's kind of frustrating, and I'm just going to skip that. But just the difference was, like, they put, like, TVPG on Raw, then, but had TV-14 on SmackDown, which is kind of weird. I don't know if Fox got something to do with that, and they probably just talked to them and said that they need to do something to increase ratings or something like that. So that's a possibility that they could have did something like that for the ratings talk or something like that. So that was possible. So I'm just putting the mic up here so people can hear me. But like I said, it could be possible that Fox may say something, but USA hasn't said anything. I guess they think they're okay, but I don't know. What more can you do? But let's go to Wrestlers of the Week. I know the female Wrestler of the Week is Asuka, and like I said, I can't find what people have voted on here. Like, I don't know, just something just became missing on the group. But I'm going to choose the male wrestler of the week. But majority of y'all voted for Asuka to be the female wrestler of the week, especially what she did last week. Was in a match with Bayley, of course, last Monday. And, of course, went in that Battle Royal to challenge for both the Raw and SmackDown women's titles. So, going to fight both of them this coming Sunday. So, interesting. But, like I said, I will do a video. I will do a YouTube video on SummerSlam this Friday. And probably Thursday, I might do a video about NXT TakeOver just to talk about that. But I just need to put a few things on here before I continue. Let people all know that. We're live, right now. To go out and see, put this on there that we're live right now too. So, we're live. Ooh. We're live right now. There you go. That should do it. Let's just see what they have. Oh, yeah. I didn't even pick male wrestler. Okay. I don't know what's going on here, but there is no way that this is going. Let me just look at my notes, and I will probably just come up to that. Let's see. I will give wrestler of the week to I'm gonna give it to the returning Velveteen Dream. So I'm going to give him the award for winning Wrestler of the Week for his return. We will talk about that later. But first, let's get on to some news. Just a second here. Everybody already knows what's going on. They mentioned it on Raw, but I know they was mentioning earlier this week about the WWE Thunderdome, which they're going to do at the Amway Center in Orlando, and it's gonna be like virtual, you know, like how the NBA does with their with like the fans that like want to see the game virtual, like basketball, if they want to see the game virtual, they can do that, and it will cost like a certain amount. They're doing something like that, but I don't know their fans and touches that they're gonna do on that, so just interesting. So let's just go to the updates regarding the deal that they got with NRA. News 13 Orlando reporter John Alba providing the final update regarding WWE deal and Orlando. Let's see, today Orlando officially told him Amway Center will be making a $450,000 offer in the sea. So for most here, that's looking for a good month for venue. WWE will venture be extending this lease or allow fans, but he just returned to lease runs for 60 days to take some days. Ooh. Will be WWE's regency for the next 2 months. No fans will be allowed. Additional secondary cleaning procedures said they would keep Entway staff working. Let's see, yep. Let's see, after the 60 days, they plan on tape events on Mondays, Fridays, and Sundays. Only good for like 2 months. They gotta do something better. At least they'll know by the time they're done with that, they're gonna go on tour or anything like that. But hopefully, that will be the case. They just go to some places that's open. Let's see, let's look for the actual arena. Was out recently. In an interview with Brad Brookhouse of CBSSports.com, who is a Republican Green Box on the TV and that may begin. I guess your people said, you know, on this day, the decisions are made to the resources against them, best is, and there's nothing there. Let's see. There is more, so just give me a second. Everything that we've done, we're comfortable with him continuing to do what he does and everything else. But he had a car accident, and them people are moving to different places. He was clear and able to return to the ring from the car accident. The way he did, we looked into what was there, and we didn't find anything. Because, you know, normally it was like an accusation and stuff ended up being true. Or we're in those situations, like, but they fire him before prove his innocence, which was a dumb move that probably won the first place. So, what are the problems that he had from the news man? But it's just insane that have these accusations that you gotta take to make sure that it is accurate and things like that. And like with there has been a few incidents in Wisconsin that I'm hearing and can name of that has happened. And it could have been some things going on in like other states when it comes to, you know, other accusations and things like that. Let's see, more news. Oh, yeah, an RH veteran name of Xavier has passed. But, 2002. Then lost it to Simone Joe. I think that was like about 6-7 months later. He also wrestled as an enhancement in WWE. I know they got something about Retribution, the tools that are on and that's familiar, but I'm not gonna read into that because I want everybody on here and everybody else to be surprised on who it is. I didn't know until I just saw the other news, but I'd rather be surprised than trying to figure out like who they are or whatever it is. But we will talk about this in the Ruckus call. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, there was a guy also trying to do a kidnapping attempt on Sonya Deville. This happened over the world. I was trying to begin trying to, you know, kidnap her. So crazy, they even try to, you know, stalk people's houses and try to do something stupid like kidnap them. But why do they think it's crazy enough for people to, you know, like, if, just for example, like, sometimes I stay at hotels when wrestlers at, and like, they have like a area where people can stay at, like, they don't. So it's not, that's not stalking, but what this guy did, Philip A. Thomas II, that's stalking. But let me read this. Tampa Bay Commissioner Philip A. Thomas II was arrested today for attempting kidnapping. The article noted that while the victim was not identified by investigators, the home where a suspect arrested belongs to Daria Barreto, Barreto, a.k.a. Sonya Deville. Article noted that the man had allegedly started planning an abduction 8 months ago. Sunday morning around midnight, police said Thomas arrived at the home and cut a hole on the patio screen. After being in the patio for a few hours while watching and listening to the window, Thomas entered the home through a sliding glass door, which activated the alarm. The owner was able to spot Thomas and then left the property in the car with a guest. After 911 was called, police arrived and Thomas was still in the property. Police said Thomas was carrying a knife, duct tape, mace, and other items that, and told him that he was planning to take the homeowner hostage. Let's see. He got his mother's sock and things like that. So I guess maybe the home alarm had triggered it and let the police know, which is just stupid that, you know, you know, some of these people, and especially some of these areas, they have like alarms and stuff like that, and you trying to like break in and trying to kidnap or take something, which don't make any sense on why they're doing that anyway. It's just stupid. And he said something on here, but apparently this was weeks before this happened, or it could have been last week. Yeah, last week. But what if others think I'm not, and I have no self-confidence or self-worth? But, and I guess like what he said, that he was talking to a LGBTQ shrink, saying that you are perfect. I guess Mandy said, okay, this was recently. She said, oh, and I'm not done. We was confirming to Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose feud and stuff that's going on. But and he replied, and Philip Thomas replied again, I hope you're not done too. I love watching Sonya Deville kick your ass. And yep, and they have a picture of his him getting arrested. It is crazy, like, why would people of a goal, I think they take certain things seriously and want to hurt, kill, or steal something that they can't do their own hard work of earning things themselves and things like that. Especially with the kidnapping, like, what are you going to succeed out of that? Like, what was there for you to gain off of that? Which, in my opinion, it was absolutely nothing. You weren't going to get anything from that. Like, really? I mentioned that they, I don't know about everybody, but I was talking to Hazel and Mike about it, but that WWE has, I guess they claim the right to have like a trademark, trying to do trademark for Saturday Night's main event. Oh, excuse me. But looking at, I guess I'm thinking that maybe they're bringing Saturday Night's main event back, but you know, maybe they can. Maybe that's the case. So, who knows? We're going to go into a little break. Who has a lot of creative freedom? Has a lot of creative reason. Good, just like, I think that's what some of y'all voted for when I was saying that, what will have the ratings gain, or how WWE can gain more ratings and some of their fans back. And one of the things I was saying last week, like, they should let, like, creative freedoms to some of the, most of the characters, or most of the people. But, some of them can, their own creative freedom, which is good. Also, and I know, like, some of the, like, the vote was also, like, they should do, like, better storytelling. Which I do agree that they need to do better storytelling. Well, maybe they hope they do that. They got a link on no2.com for full interviews, so look at that. Let's see. Seth Rollins is about how he's probably can improve. So it was a interview he had with Drew. Said it's hard to pinpoint one of the things that are totally right now, and it's, they don't know where this whole thing called performance center. We're doing the best we can as far as what the tactics looks like, trying to get a crowd in there to make noise things from the viewer perspective aren't quite the same. Because somehow, if we go under the pretense, we don't know when live events are coming back and when the audience is going to be the size of a sold-out Boston Garden or whatever. I think making it more fan-friendly, making it more ethical and pleasing to the audience of the television show might go a long way. I can see that. And the full video and the link for one. I think that was let's see, I don't know if I heard it like the weekend that they're on the actually had Bayley and Sasha defend the tag team title. The women's team, I should say, that the pay-per-view has been not today, but next Sunday. So, pay-per-views kind of back in the week. But, let's see. Oh, wow. Besides the tag team titles, they think that there's a possibility that Drew McIntyre and Randy Orton will have a rematch on Payback. So I guess depends whoever wins, it wouldn't matter. So, because it's going to be a rematch anyway on Payback. So, that being just kind of like matches they got down. I know some people are like, how are they going to build a pay-per-view up in a week after they're done with one and blah, 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 blah. But if they start the build-up for Payback this Friday, that's a little bit of time. And they're going to build up more next Monday and Friday on Saturday. They're going to have time. I think they're going to have a little time to build it up, but it's not like that bad a time if they started this Friday, in my opinion. But we'll see. But I hope they have enough time to do that and build it up. But I'm going to go into a little bit of a break. I just need to get something to drink, waterized because of my throat. So let me look for something to play. And we will be right.
Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling all right. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right.
Everybody will be
Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright. Everybody will be dancing tonight, doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and we're feeling alright.
Talk about the results of matches that happened this past weekend. We're going to talk about Raw in a bit. Let me get my drink ready. Is that on tick? Okay, let's talk about Impact first. It kicked off with a match, well, fight backstage with Worldly Mac and Eric Young. Then it transferred all the way to the ring. And I only saw like part of that, but I can tell you that who won because I did catch that. Eric Young defeated Willie Mac. And like the rest of these matches, although I'm liking the amount of matches that they had this week, that Kimberly versus Jordynne Grace wins the match. AC Romero versus Larry D won that match, and that was at the wrestling house that they did that at. Tag match, the Knockouts tag match, Kira Hogan and Tasha Steele versus Havoc and Nevaeh. Kira Hogan and Tasha Steele won that match. This was like a rematch from, I think it was either last week or it was 2 weeks ago. It was one to two. I think it was. Yeah, I think it was like a few weeks ago that match happened, and it just happened again. So, Suicide and Dez from the Rascals That ended up in a no contest. Susie and Alicia from the rest of the house was wrestling there. Susie won the match. In the main event, it seems like Edwards is defending his title every week, which I'm not complaining that he's fighting every, defending his title every week, so there ain't nothing to complain about there, but I'm just thinking for once, like, he should have, like, at least, like, a week off or night off or whatever the case may be. I just think that he should have, like, a day off or something. So, Eddie Edwards went against the debut of Brian Matters, also known as Kurt Hawkins, for some of you that don't know. Eddie Edwards retained the Impact Championship. NXT, I like where NXT was going with this this week too. So it had a good amount of matches NXT had the same amount of matches that Impact did, which was 7. Which is pretty good that they did that. Like I said, a lot of people want to see more matches, like see how many matches they can get into that 2-hour time period. And I'm glad they did this. You see, Karrion Kross versus Birch. Karrion Kross won that match, and they made it official with the Keith Lee versus Karrion Kross for the NXT title for this coming Saturday. Drake Maverick and Dylan and Killian Dane, they end up in the no contest. Santos Escobar, the Cruiserweight champion, went against Tyler Breeze, and Santos won his match. Indy Hartwell and Mia Yim won her match. I think Bronson Reed versus Damian Priest. I think Bronson Reed won that match. I didn't get that. Mercedes Martinez and Aaliyah versus Casey Cassandra and Kaden Carter had a match. Mercedes Martinez and Aaliyah did win that match. I think afterwards, Rhea Ripley ended up attacking Mercedes Martinez, so started that feud. And the main event was a North American qualifying triple threat match with Crusito, Cameron Grimes, and returning Velveteen Dream. Good match, but Cameron Grimes is qualified to be in that match. I think they got 2 or 1 more spot remaining for. Oh yeah, next week they're gonna have a. I think they're having a winner-take-all kind of match for that final spot. Like I said, I'm glad they had these amount of matches, both NXT and Impact. If only I would have seen Impact, but good for NXT. AEW, let's see, the Young Bucks versus the Dark Order in the tag match. Young Bucks won. TNT Championship, Cody versus Scorpio Sky from SCU. Cody retained, of course. AEW Tag Team Championship match. Yeah, Kenny Omega and Adam Page versus the Jurassic Express, where Omega and Page winning that match. Hikaru Lucinda versus Heather Monroe. Hikaru did win the match. It was an on-time match. And the main event was Orange Cassidy versus Chris Jericho. Kind of like the they did that debate last week, just led up to their match. And I think they had their match, I think it was either earlier this month or late last month, they had a match. And this is kind of a rematch from that. So Orange Cassidy, from what I saw, was a very, very good match. Probably could have been, you know, match of the night out of the AEW. So Orange Cassidy did win that match. I really don't want to talk about SmackDown because it sucked. I think for the second week in a row, it sucked. No, last week was okay. The week before was okay, but this past week, really sucked. Only like four matches and like I said, the only thing that was interesting with SmackDown this past week was the Triple Grand Battle Royal and what Retribution was doing. Them were the only two things that was interesting on that. But like I said, Asuka won the Battle Royal. Now she gets to face Bayley for the SmackDown Women's title. Although she already have a match to go against the Raw Women's Champion, Sasha Banks. Who is actually, she's on the SmackDown brand. So, well, right now they made it work. Sheamus versus Shorty G. Sheamus won. Grammy Talik versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Grammy Talik from Lucha House Party. They won a match, and Kalisto made his return from injury. And now there are three again. The main event, I guess this is the match that happened earlier, but now it's the main event. Big E versus John Morrison. Big E won the match, and I think Sheamus had attacked him. Let's see, now let's talk about Raw. Raw did good last week, and I think it did good tonight, in my opinion. Although with a couple of matches from Raw Underground they had, and they had announced a match for next week, the Dolph Ziggler versus, I think it's Ivar, because he wrestled earlier tonight, and I guess he got like a Raw Underground match with Dolph Ziggler. So, interesting. But, Shelton Benjamin against Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews won. R-Truth was, you know, running around away from Akira Tozawa from the title, which was interesting because the 24/7 title was going around, but you'll see in a minute. But R-Truth versus Shelton Benjamin for the 24/7 title, although it was a quick pin from Shelton Benjamin. Shelton Benjamin won the title back. Ivar versus Angel Garza. Angel Garza won that match. The returning Mickie James versus Natalya. Natalya won by countout. The tag match is Sasha and Bayley versus Shayna Baszler and Asuka. I didn't see the ending of that match, which kind of sucked that I didn't get to see it. So, decent match. Peyton Royce versus Ruby Riott. Peyton Royce won the match. Six-man tag, The Hurt Business versus Ali, Ricochet, and Apollo Crews. And during that, Cedric Alexander had pinned Shelton Benjamin for the 24/7 championship and won it. But after that, he had a match defending that title against Akira Tozawa. Cedric retained, but Shelton Benjamin out of nowhere his entry with the finisher. And then on 1-2-3 now, Shelton Benjamin got back the title. And the main event was Andrade versus the returning Montez Ford. Although the little distractions, Bianca Belair was out there stopping. And I can't believe I forgot her name. Selena Vega, yeah. Stopping Selena Vega from interfering. Montez Ford got the pin, 1-2-3, and won the match. And, well, of course, Retribution, according from what they did earlier, they was messing with the set. And it seems like, and that was it. You know, if you want, like, a group like Retribution to be strong, they should be there more than once like they were on SmackDown. They was there, like, you know, more than once. Like, they just did. They beat up John Morrison and Big E. Then they was out again beating up people in the catering room. And they excuse me. And they had like the whole smack of the locker room like outside the ring just seeing they was gonna interfere. But the referee was trying to warn them that they're in there and they was too little too late. Which, if you're going to have, like, a group like that, you want to, like, a terror or anything like that, the smart thing that you should do is show them on there more than once, not just the one time messing up things or, and that's it. That's how, you know, some factions get over because you show them more than once, and they were just doing, like, horrible things, especially, like with the people that's not being used right now, to have, like, Retribution attack them. Should have used them for that. But, they didn't. I think that's the only problem with Raw is because they didn't use Retribution enough. And that was the only problem I had with Raw. But otherwise, with the like 13 matches, if you want to count the two matches from Raw Underground. So 13 matches, and like I said, Raw's doing pretty good for the past couple of weeks. Although I'm digging a little bit of Raw Underground, a little bit more and more. But overall, Raw did very good. Ooh. Just need to drink some water. But before I go, excuse me. But before I go, I'm going to talk about a little bit of stuff that's going on with the radio network and with Twitch and all that stuff. What we're going to do, we're going to have a new show. Well, two new shows that'll be going on very soon, coming this fall. One of the shows is called Supreme Time. And it's going to feature my cousin, Shamara. And she's going to talk about, like, daily life and have some guests on there with live music and things like that. So that's going to be going on pretty soon. I don't know when it's actually going to start, but I know it's going to be sometime in the fall. Another show that we're going to have, we're going to start, it's going to be kind of like Clapback, but it's just going to be like straight up interview. So that's going to be going on. So, and we already got a few people lined up for interviews. So this new show is going to start September 15th. We have a few guests already lined up. We just got to get the time. So is going to start on Tuesday. Sorry, I just got to look at my notes here. It's going to start on Tuesday, September 15th. Times will be a little bit different on there with good, this is like, it may be on the day I want it to be on there, but I'm doing it on their time. So we got a few people already for the show, so we're just going to get more in days to come and stuff like that. So just watch out for that. Like I said, it'll start Tuesday, September 15th. Okay, we're getting there. ResidentFansSpeakOut.weebly.com. Check that out. Look for WFSO on Facebook. Or other brands like WFSO Canada, WFSO Australia, WFSO Midwest, Wrestling Fans Speak Out. Look for all those groups on Facebook. Follow us on on Twitter, WFSO World. Also, go to our YouTube channel, WFSO. Like our videos and subscribe to the channel. We're trying to get a lot of subscribers for that so we can do more with the channel. So from all of us here, we're out of here. And y'all have a good night. And we will see you guys next week. Good night, everybody.